Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, this is Sean Castrina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm excited because I have another founder with us today. And when we have a founder, I know that we're going to get great information that's going to be able to equip, encourage, and educate my audience. I have Lamar Pinson with me. He's the founder of Precision Life. Lamar, it's great to have you on the podcast.
Sean, it is an absolute pleasure. I'm looking forward to chatting with you guys and sharing with you a bit further about Precision Life and how we all got started and maybe share some insight with your audience.
Yeah, no, that's great. I always like to know, how did you end up being an entrepreneur in the first place? So did you out as an employee? Did you make the transition? how do we end up where we're at today?
Man, so I got into the fitness industry as a personal trainer, how most people get into the fitness industry. And I found that there was a need with a prior background in marketing. I didn't see myself being a personal trainer until I was in a place and position to where I needed income. I didn't have the job that I initially had. And so I transitioned into being a personal trainer. But with a background in marketing and in business, I realized that I can only work so many hours, which then caps me at a certain amount of income.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, in understanding that is when I made the transition to coach online. And that's where things began to shift for me as a personal trainer. You kind of work for yourself, but it's not as in depth as I'm sure you guys can understand as an online entrepreneur.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And the biggest thing that you addressed, and you're swapping time, you know, at the most, I've had personal trainers, at the most you can maybe have a group.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's the perfect scenario. You got three people maybe, and you're working in a group, or you've created a little circuit thing, but you're limited because you can only have so many people and there's only this much time.
And then you're sacrificing quality and detailed coaching, because it's very difficult to focus on three, four, five people at once.
And I've never found the value in that. Women love it because they like to chat.
They love it.
Yeah, women, it's great for women. Guys, you know, it doesn't quite work as good. And I've had trainers that made really good money, but they work 6 days a week, you know, eight, you know, they were nonstop and they were always hustling and they were losing a client and gaining a client. It was challenging.
It's always a roller coaster. It's a roller coaster, and it's unfortunate because a lot of people that are personal trainers, they're just not familiar or aware as to how to get started, how to, you know, take that business, take your expertise and place it online and to increase your reach. And that's not an easy process that I have found a lot of people to find difficulty in. And with social media available today, it gives the illusion that it is still a simple process. You'd be surprised how many individuals are influencers and have a number of different followers, but unfortunately still do not have a business. At that point, they're just trading time for entertainment, entertaining the audience in difference to actually educating and acquiring new members, new clients, and actually being paid what you're worth.
So tell me about your site and what you guys do and what made you start. You know, we kind of got a little bit of why you started, but give me, okay, this is what we do. This is what we do different. This is why I'm excited about it.
So we're in a very interesting time right now in the fitness industry. You know, before social media came around, the only access that you had to actually getting coaching was through a personal trainer. And so if you wanted to transform your body, you would get a personal trainer. And then things shifted to where you had your conglomerate, huge companies like, let's take bodybuilding.com. And so those companies were the primary basis of information. That's where you went if you wanted to take matters into your own hand. Well, the shift even took a bigger shift to now influencers. There's so much information out there. You have this person you follow for this diet. You have this person you follow for this training. You have, this is what works best for Joe. This is what works best for Sally. And in that gap, there's so much information. There's so much knowledge, but there's very little wisdom. There is very little catered, specified individual information that's specific to that individual. And so that's where I found a need to really dig deep and make people aware that what worked best for your neighbor, your best friend, mother, sister, brother, cousin, may not work for you. And unfortunately, we take this fitness journey and we just put it all into fitness and not really break it down and really understand what's taking place or take the time to really focus on how I can make a change for my body, not short term, but long term. So in that gap is where I created Precision Life, where we have an academy by the name of Precision Academy. And in this academy, we help individuals unlearn fitness habits and become versed in training and nutrition habits that create long-term sustainable results. And what makes us different is we're very customized and we're very detailed per the individual. It's not a PDF ebook program. It's not something that you just sent into your email. Every individual is assigned an accountability coach that's going to take you through a 12-phase coaching plan that's going to educate you, which then empowers you with the information to continue to sustain what you've acquired.
Yeah, no, and you're right about getting everything kind of piecemealed. I'm guilty. I'm looking at my phone right now. No, I'm looking at my phone. I have a couple yoga apps. I have, here we go. I got some more. I got like, you can get fit in 7 minutes. I could get fit in 8 minutes. Yeah. No, I got it, man. I got the home
There's
workout
one for five,
right here.
I'm sure.
I got the six pack abs right here. I don't want to give some names. I got like nine of them right here. I'm guilty. And I'm cut up like a bag of crack, Lamar. I got to be honest with you, man, from head to floor. I take fitness serious, but you're so right. I've had personal trainers and, you know, I've done all the different people, you know, I've got my ab person and I got my yoga person and I've got this and I've got this and I've got that. And but nobody, no one person other than me knows my final objective. So I like what you've got. Yeah. I mean, I like what you have going on. So tell me this. So when you first started your company, what is it you wish you would have known then that you know now?
Oh man.
You only get to pick one. I know there's 30, man. I know there's 30, but just give me one. You're like, man, that would have been good to have known that.
You know, sometimes we stop and we wait when things don't seem as if they're working together. And the biggest thing that I've learned is, as cliche as it sounds, is to just keep on moving. And then there's a lot of, in this entrepreneurial journey, like the fitness journey, it's a roller coaster. There's ups, there's downs, there's bad times, there's good times. But unfortunately, even in the bad, as well as in the good, when things are really good, we slow down. When things are going really bad, we slow down. We slow down when things are going bad because of fear, and we slow down when things are going good because of just comfort. Yeah. And so what I've learned in this journey is to keep your foot on the gas, no matter what things may look like, whether it's good or bad. And that's the biggest thing that I've been able to take away from this entrepreneurial journey that I wish I would have known in the past, because I believe it was Steve Jobs that said, you can't connect the dots looking forward, but you can only connect them looking back. And so it's all those little pieces that just comes together.
And you're right. You know, even Elon Musk says it, you know, and it helps when you're part genius. As much as he drives me crazy, whenever he talks, I'm like, I think he might. You ever meet people and you're like, I'm not surprised he's a billionaire. Like, I think he would have done better on his SATs than I did.
Immediately.
Yeah. Whenever I see Elon talk, I'm like, okay, you deserve. Whenever Bill Gates goes into a conversation and he's talking about anything, I'm like, oh yeah, okay. That's what a billionaire sounds like. but with all that being said, there's one thing that Elon Musk talks about. He goes, I'm purely going to outwork you. It's the law of 100 hours. In other words, he goes, if I work 100 hours on my thing, I'm going at 2.5 times your rate. So at the end of the year, I'm going to have done 3 years to your one, give or take. And he goes,
absolutely.
You know, so you're right about that. Just that relentless daily, you know, working out. And it's like working out too. You know, how many times do we work out? Not because we feel like working out, but we know we work out. You just work out every, you know, I mean, people who work out regularly. We, you know, it's not always the best workout we've ever had. It's not always the greatest pump, but you get it in. And I think it's the same just thing with there. Business. Yeah. I mean, some days are better than others. So that's like, obviously what you wish you would have known. What are like, you're hanging out with some buddies. They tell you they want to start a business. What's kind of like your go-to advice to anybody who says, I'm looking to start a business.
Yeah. Oh man. You know, we live by the field of dreams concept, and there's so many people that I've come
across. And that's such a failed concept.
Such a failed concept. You know, it that's a part of the 30 things that I've learned along the way. And so, you know, it's their biggest thing is, man, once I get my business cards, once I get my LLC, once I get my website, man, my business is going to start flowing. And so, you know, the biggest advice that I can just tell them is to get started. Your business isn't a business until you have one paying client. You know, it's until you're getting paid for it, until you're able to live off of it. It's not a business. It's a hobby at that point.
I love
that. Don't quit your day job. You know, you need to understand that you need to acquire that Clark Kent Superman mentality. You need to put on the glasses and the suit in the day. You need to go and do the job that you don't want to do. And then at night, you need to put your cape on and do the job that you're supposed to do. People just want to just hop in and just be the, you know, my business is going to do this and that. It's going to take off. If I do all these posts on social media, it's going to become the next big thing. And it just doesn't work that way. I tell people to just get their feet wet, you know, hop into that business, because I guarantee you.
Yeah, no, I like what you're saying, because you said something that's so true. And a guy told me this, you know, it's not a business till you get one paying customer. And the guy told me, you know, I was talking to a well-known, you know, founder. He goes, you know, you strategize to get one customer, then you strategize to get 10 customers, then you get your 100 customers, then you get your 1,000, you know, you keep tenfold. And he goes, but you got to get the one customer. And I think about it, you know, because I call people have a lot of hobbies. They're not what I call businesses. See, a business is when you can do a tax return. You know, I'll never forget. I was having coffee with somebody. Somebody asked me to meet with this person. He's going out through, he's taking courses. He's done all these things. And I hit him with the most painful question. He literally just wanted to just drop his head. I said, what I want to know is, how much money did you make doing this last month? Head dropped. Mm. I said, so you have a hobby.
Yeah.
I said, you got a hobby.
You need. And it's a tough pill to swallow.
Oh, it is.
It's a tough pill to swallow. And being an entrepreneur, you have to lose your pride. You know, we're prideful and we're emotionally attached to this profound epiphany idea business that we have going on. And we think emotionally, not logically, not statistically, not data. You know, those things won't lie to us. The biggest thing that I can say is just start doing it, because what I have found is, what you're starting to do and what you're doing right now, it won't be what you're doing 6 months from now.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You know, it just doesn't, it transforms, it develops. Just get your feet wet.
No, I love it. I'm excited today because I have a founder with me. As I've shared with you, I have Lamar Pinson. He is the founder of Precision Life. Lamar, thank you so much for being on the podcast. You shared with us some great startup advice, but tell us how they can connect with you, your company, how your company can help them. This is where I give you the floor.
Absolutely. So we're always looking for individuals that are ready to make a change, make a transition in their training and nutritional lifestyle. This isn't a beginner program. We're looking for those that's ready to take their training and nutrition to the next level, and not focused on a short-term goal, but a long-term sustainable goal that they can acquire and maintain long-term. You can find us at Precision Life. That's on Instagram as well as on Facebook. Life is spelled with a Y. So that's PreciSionLife. You can find me personally at Lamar Pinson, and that's on Instagram as well as on Facebook. And I am always open to answer any questions. Feel free to slide into my DMs anytime you'd like to. And we would love to have you if you're ready to work, because we will make you work.
I love it. Again, this was just a great interview. We're going to have all that in the show notes. Again, I had Lamar Pinson with me. He's the founder of Precision Life, and that's L-Y-F-E. You know, you got to be creative how you spell things. There's only so many domains left these days. Lamar, thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, no, thank you, Sean. It's been an absolute pleasure, brother.
All right, let's wrap this up. This is a 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast where you get so much so fast. We equip, we encourage, we educate entrepreneurs, and we will talk again soon.